And so we don't have to have much change to fade out of that window and not be able to grow cherries successfully. So up until about 8-10 years ago, we were getting fairly regular chill factors. But in the last 9-10 years, the varieties that previously produced have failed to produce, and some of those are like Van was one of the mainstays in this district, and you could almost guarantee a crop every year from Van, and usually a crop from Bing and Stella, which were other popular varieties at the time. But in the last few years, both here and I've talked to people at Mount Barker and elsewhere, Van have ceased produced successfully, and I haven't had a good Van crop for a number of years. So some of the other varieties are still producing from time to time, but our chill factor has deteriorated, and probably this is due to the warming of the Indian Ocean, which has been widely spoken about. That's probably the influence. Last year I had a very, very poor year. I only had a few cherries on each tree and they weren't really worth netting. But the previous year I had a number of varieties, had some cherries, so it's a hit and miss sort of business these days.
And there were quite a few lower yields last year due to that warmer period during the winter for a lot of cherry growers around this area. But even considering the fact that maybe Western Australia in general isn't the best place to grow cherries out of Australia or the world, what are some varieties that you do have in terms of options that you're left with?
Yeah, well, a lot of people are having reasonable success with Lappins and Sweet Georgia, which is a very good cherry from developed in Tasmania, which is similar to Lappin. One or two of the other early varieties, Sweet Early, I have some success with, and there's a variety developed in the South Australian Research Department of the cherry industry called Sedon. Sedon has actually proved to be quite a reliable bearer, but even this year that didn't perform. Normally it does. And I spoke to a Mount Barker grower, and she had the same problem for the first time she failed on Sedon, and another Kirrup grower told me the same thing.
Ron, what about other options? Not just, I guess, experimenting with varieties that are open to you, but is there anything that can induce that dormancy that the trees need?
Yeah. There is a product called Dormex, which has been used successfully in a number of parts of the world, including Australia. I did experiment with it back in 2009. I did my first experiments and I used a control base. I did a bud analysis, which means you slice the buds open and check at the stage of growth and that sort of thing to make sure you get the right timing. And I treated half of a number of varieties and kept half as a control measure. And I did get a good result on the ones I treated that year. So the following year I put a full cover on with the same date, and that year I actually had a good result on some of the poor bearing late varieties, and I was very pleased with it. So I was concerned though that I wasn't getting results on the mid-season and early varieties, so I thought I'd bring it forward a couple of weeks, which I did, and it was a total disaster. I obviously didn't have sufficient chill, because Dormex requires a threshold chill before it'll work, and it works negatively if it doesn't have that threshold chill. And that year, obviously, I didn't have the threshold chill, and the poor old cherries were still struggling to get leaves on at Christmas time, let alone cherries. The other option is to look at low chill varieties that are now coming on the market, and there are two or three low chill varieties on the market that seem fairly good, but I haven't gone down that path.
And if we're talking about long term, and I know that in terms of the cherries, you're more or less just a hobby farmer and very much kind of experimenting with different varieties, but do you think that it is a crop that does have a future in this part of the world or in WA?
I think you'd have to be very careful to base your living on cherries in WA. Most farmers, there are one or two that are substantial cherry growers in the Manjimup region that I'm aware of. But it is a high marginal crop. But if those ones that I'm aware of that do grow cherries as their prime crop or core business, if you like, they do tend to be quite rigorous in selecting varieties that have got a chance of setting. So you have to concentrate on varieties then that have a reasonable chance of setting, and you can. There are some actions they can take. They do strip the leaves off, treat them chemically with urea or some such subject at autumn time to get the leaves off early, so the chill's improved. So there's a few things you can do like that, but it's still risk. And of course, I think probably some of them, if they're going to continue in cherries, will go down the low chill variety and select varieties that don't require so much chill.